Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in that name which is above every name, the wonderful name of Jesus. And the Lord's placed on my heart for this broadcast to share a psalm with you. Perhaps a very familiar song to you, I trust, one of the most beautiful, Psalm 91, which talks about a secret place of security. He who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and the young lion and the serpent shalt thou trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is a magnificent psalm, and it is, as David was writing, he was sharing all the precious and wonderful things that God is to us, and he also addresses like the unseen audience in the psalm, because you have made the Lord, there shall no evil befall thee. But then something very interesting happens at the last three verses. The Lord starts to speak, and if you really study the subject of praise and worship in the Bible, there's seven Hebrew words for praise, and tehillah, which is the highest form of praise, actually the Lord begins to interact with those who are worshiping and loving and calling out to Him, and He begins to speak, and that's what exactly is happening here. The Lord is simply saying that if you put your love upon me and take this as a word for you, if I did nothing but just read the Word of God, what a blessing in that. But the Lord is wanting you to know that if you love Him and if you call upon Him, He will answer you. If you're in trouble, He's going to be with you. And He's not going to leave you there. He will deliver you. He will honor you. And He'll set you on high because you have known the name of the Most High God. The Lord Almighty, praise God. And what I like to do is especially focus on the first four verses, regardless of whatever you might be going through right now, whatever's happening in your lives. These first four verses, I feel, are God's divine counsel to your situation. Listen to this. If you will dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee, what? From the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His wings, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Whether it's the snare of the fowler, which are the traps of the enemy to catch you in bondage, to ensnare you, or of the noisome pestilence, a plague or sickness, God will surely deliver you. He's your refuge, He's your fortress, a hiding place of comfort and trust. To experience God's protection and deliverance, like this psalm is discussing, there are two keys that we can find in the first two verses. It's abiding and confession. Where is that secret place of the Most High? I believe this refers to our spirit, the inner man of the heart, where the Spirit of God abides. We're admonished to dwell or to live there, to be in such close communion with God that we'll not only live in the Spirit, but we'll walk in the Spirit. In other words, we can fall prey to the entrapments of the enemy if we get out of the Spirit and into the flesh. Yeah, can I hear amens on that? That's the truth there, isn't it? If the enemy can get us to agree with him in whatever way, by our conduct, by our words, or perhaps by a negative, defeated thought life, it's not surprising we're not experiencing the abundant life that Jesus promised us. And how can we know this divine security, this place of comfort and absolute trust and rest in God? Well, we have to make a conscious, willful, deliberate decision to live according to God's way, what is expressed in the Bible, which is His perfect law of liberty that He's given to us. In verse 4, what does the word say in that psalm? God's word, which is His truth, shall be our shield and buckler. The word of God, beloved, is our offensive weapon, and it must be on our lips. Note in verse 2, let me read that again for you. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. So He's literally declaring it. He says it. And so as we read this psalm, we can just feel the Lord speaking to our hearts. If you'll hear His words, such beautiful words of assurance and comfort. And He's counseling us, stay under His wings. In today's present evil age that we're living in, it's the only safe place to be. And I can just feel God's tender heart of compassion reaching out to many of you. You're just, so some have been crying. You've just been shedding tears. You've been seeking the Lord. And hear the word of the Lord for you this day. Lo, my little one, I would gather you under my wings. Will you come to me? I draw you to myself, where you shall feel the warmth of my presence, and you shall feel the very heartbeat of your God towards you. How I long for you to understand how very much I love you. I know it is hard for you to grasp my love, for you've only known limited and imperfect fragments of human love. Even those who have loved you best and loved you most sincerely and most purely have shown and reflected only the dimmest portion and of the glory of my love for you. As you seek me, and as you meditate upon my love and how great my desire is toward you, I will enlarge your understanding as well as your ability to receive. For it is in the receiving of my love that your soul shall be restored. The hurts, the sorrows, the offenses of days past shall seem to you even as distant memories. They will no longer be able to cause you pain, for you shall know that the Creator of heaven and earth is personally and intimately concerned for you, and you shall rejoice in my love. My love shall heal you, and you will be made whole, even as you've cried out to me. Believe, oh beloved, believe that it is my desire to bless you, for you have cried out to me. Believe that it is my desire to bless you, for the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it, says your God. Praise God. Thank the Lord for His precious words of encouragement by the Spirit of prophecy. You know, as I, get up every day and wait before the Lord and seek His face as to what He would have for, you know, the upcoming day or the week or the month. I live a fairly scheduled life with all the workload I have. But each day, as we go through our day, each day as we begin our day with the Lord, we're one day closer to that glorious day when we'll all be together in Jesus. Isn't that something to rejoice about? And it's all about perspective. Right now, we're already seated with Him in heavenly places. That's what the Word says. And we must view all of our earthly circumstances from this viewpoint. We have an abundance of grace as well as His righteousness. And all that surrounds your path at this moment, beloved, is preparing you for your heavenly home. Even though great courage and strength in the Lord are required to face those extreme difficulties that we all have in our lives once in a while, we have to rest on His promise that all things are working together for our ultimate good. We simply cannot escape His love. What does Psalm 139 and 3 says? Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Someone once said, Christianity is not a voice in the wilderness, but a life in the world. It's not an idea in the air, but feet on the ground, going God's way. It's not an exotic to be kept under glass, but a hardy plant to bear 12 months of fruit in all kinds of weather. Fidelity to duty is its root and branch. You know, the devil always attempts to keep us focused on ourselves, to prevent us from seeing the larger picture, God's plan for your life, how He desires to use you in the here and now. And I believe we really need to focus on stewardship in every area, our time, our energies, our finances, and most importantly, of course, sharing His love. Don't you want to give more? Because nothing more perfectly reflects the nature of our Heavenly Father than giving. Amen. Well, this broadcast again has just flown by, and I must bring it to a close. I invite you to tune in next time as we receive from the Lord what He has for us. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. I do invite you to write, share those needs, and I know be blessed by what God gives for me to send back to you. Thanks for listening. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.